I just maybe I can introduce myself to those who don't know me. My name is Thomas. I have a beautiful wife. She is taller than me. She has black eyes like you have and black hair. Only difference is that she is taller. And I have three children. So 6, 4, and 6 months old.
Ang edad, 6 katuig, 4 katuig, o 6 kabulan.
And I want just to share you something small.
Ipahat nga mupumpo ra ni nga mensahe alang kanato.
On my heart is that you will do a good job with the things that you received. Because you heard a lot of words. A lot of teachings. But there is something that you need to do with it. We are building a house. And this house is called Body of Christ. But this house has many parts. You have some basic stones. How is this called? You have walls. Windows. Doors. And on the top there is a roof. And you can just take some basic thing, put it on the ground. But I don't know if you would like to live here in this place. If you would like to here to live in the place like this. Maybe you can build one wall or two walls. But you are not able to live there. If the rain comes or wind comes, it will destroy you. And so the same is with the body of Christ. You know? So I want to read one verse from Matthew, and it's chapter 7. Can you have Bible? Some Bible in which okay. Brother John is coming. Okay. So Matthew chapter 7. Verse 21. And I will read it. I will try. Oh yes, you can. Yeah, okay. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in the day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. We heard something about this week. But the same thing, Jesus said a different way in next verses. You can look at the same thing from the opposite side. One side is the look from the position of the Lord saying, I don't know you. But what these people that Jesus spoke about really did, is written in the next verses. Okay, so read it from the verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Okay, read it. Verses speaks about good man that did good job. But next two verses speaks about the man that Lord will tell him, I don't know you. So let's read these next two verses. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So it's up to you what you will do with the things that you hear. You know, we told you many things, you know, here. Is there this? Okay. It's like we gave you something like this. You know, uh, know what is this?
No.
Yes, do you know? These are pieces of house. And you heard different pieces what the body of Christ is about. And your task now is take these pieces and put them together right away. So you will put foundation here. The walls will be here. And there will be parts of the roof. Alright? Something like this. You know? So sometimes we don't understand these small parts. If you see just one wall or one stone, you said, what is it about? And if you have different parts, it started sometimes look, hey, maybe this is this, it's connected somehow. So what I'm telling you now, you should take all these words that you heard. And think about it. And pray about it. And ask God, oh God, what is this about? I don't understand it. Yes, do you understand me, what I want to tell you? And there is another thing that I want to tell you. You know, it's very important to know what we stand on. Because Paul said that we can build house from different things. And our problem is that we can build part of the house from stones and part of the house from wood or some grass or something. And we can mix it together. And if you put wood, for example, here, piece of wood, and here you will have stones, and then you will put painting on it, you will not see from outside that this wall is built the wrong way. You know, and that's the problem sometimes. So we need to go deep and check what we really built. In my life, I several times, mainly in the beginnings of my Christian life, I did one thing. I did one thing. Because I met a lot of teachings, a lot of Christians from different churches.
Naka sinabi magsiya ng pag sunod sa nakadaiya, nakadaiya ng mga pagtulunan, mga kasimbahan ng dito sa dapit.
And this one says that, and that one says something different.
Oh, sa iyang makasunod na siya sa mao mga simbahan ng ala ng isa. Ayaw man sa Ginoo, pero iyang makita nga lahi po lang yung gitudlo.
Third one came and said totally something different. And in my head it was like, whoa, what is this? So what I did, I said, I need to build it again. So I put all the things I knew aside, and I was like knowing nothing. And I start to build the main stone. For me, I was born in a communist country. And communists teach that there is no God. So as a child, I was teach all the time that there is no God. That there is no spiritual realm. Everything you see, you can touch, you can hear, that's it. That's what communists said. But during my life I met with God. You know, and the way was not easy to find God in the communist country. And I will tell part of the story. I was about 12, 13, I don't know. Is there any child that is like this? Yeah, you are. Yeah. Okay, good. And I started to think, oh, what's the goal of the life? What this life is about? I had so many troubles. And I said, if what communists say that life is just this natural thing, it's better to die. Because even I was so young, I had a lot of troubles in my life. And I didn't like this style of life I had. So I start to think, what is this life about? You know, this is one of the main stones here. If you don't know what is this life about, you need to find it. And so I said to myself, and I started to speak with my friends. We had a lot of discussions about this topic. And the main thing we said, if if there is a life, there must be some goal of life, something that life is about.
Kung doon may kinabuhi, ilang kinuktukan ang ipamalandungan, na kung doon may kinabuhi, napagoy lahing paningin, hindi lamang tutong sa ato mahikapanog makita.
And if there is goal of life, there must be the way to find it.
Na kung doon naman kita'y mga tinuhog, pangandoy sa kinabuhi, nagikinangan gayon nga atong pangitaon gini.
So we started to search what is this life is about. By experience from other some books. So from some wise men, you know, of the world. And you know, one thing, we really found that there must be something more than just this natural life. And when we got to the point that God says, okay, you know enough. That there is something more. Now is the time that I reveal to you. So, in the midst of the communist country, God gave me a Bible.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And I started to read Bible and I found God. Okay. You know. And there is a lot of stories I don't want to continue. But this was some stones in my house. And so what I did in my life later, when many Christians came and started to tell me different stories, and in my mind was this big mixture. I put these things aside and said, okay, so what I know? What I can stand on? So I ask again, is there God? And I remember, yes, I have experience, I must confess there is a God. Okay, next question. Is Bible from God? And by the Spirit, by my heart, I knew that yes, this is true word of God. I found it in my life that God spoke through Bible to me. So I know that Bible is true word of God. And so on. And we can continue about Jesus Christ, about His blood, about salvation, about other things. You know, we can build this house slowly from the basic things.
Really.
Rather, I would say simple things. Because gospel is not something that is too much complicated. It's really simple. But because because our mind is sometimes too complicated. We are not able to see the simplest of gospel. So that's the reason why we need sometimes to say, okay, I don't know what's the truth, so I put all the things aside and slowly take stone by stone and build it like again, you know. And the same is in your fellowship about the church. We spoke a lot of order in church, how it should work. So you need to go home to your home fellowships and build some stones again in your churches. Do you understand me? But we cannot stay in this position of foundation stones. Paul in Hebrews 6 says that we leave the foundations and we go higher to better things, you know, higher things. So if you are really sure that your foundation is good, and that's what I ask you, to make sure that your foundation is good, you can take this other part and put it together and build a whole house that will be strong, and then it will be stronghold not only for you but also for others. Okay. So, it's now about you. It's your job now. If you just listen, or if you will be wise man that also do the works. It's very important and serious word. Because if you will choose just hear the word and do nothing, at the end of the day, the Lord will say, I don't know you. Okay. But yes, amen. But if you hear the word and do the word, at the end of the day, Lord will tell you, you faithful servant. Come with me on my supper. Okay. So I wanted you to encourage you to take it seriously. To seal it in your life, in your churches. And maybe you will need to build sometimes something totally new. Okay. God bless you.